Yeah, it was probably a little bit two-paced, the wicket, so it was quite hard to bat once you were getting started, but once you got in and faced a few balls, it became a bit easier towards the end, especially with a bit of dew around as well. It's definitely a lot more intense, so there's a lot more crowd noise around in a stadium like this. I'm not sure what the numbers were, but it seemed like there were quite a few people out there. Back home, it's a wee bit more low-key. I suppose the crowd's a little bit quieter and sort of just sit and enjoy watching cricket, I suppose. But the guys here really get into it, which is good. It's always nice to play in front of a good atmosphere. Yeah, for sure. I think back home, it's a bit of a combination. The wickets are probably a bit truer and the grounds are probably a bit smaller as well. So once a batsman gets in, they can really start peppering the boundaries, whereas here, you probably have to be a little bit more selective on which balls you go after. Yeah, a bit of both, I think. There was always a plan to rotate the seamers around and give the guys all a game each heading into the one-day series. And then we had a couple of sort of minor injury replacements, I suppose, with Guppy and Corey. So hopefully they'll both be fit again for the one-day series. It was nice to have a little bit more responsibility. And the last game didn't bowl until the last over, which was a wee bit disappointing, I suppose. But with Corey sitting the game out today, there was always going to be a little bit more responsibility on my shoulders with his overs missing. Anton's obviously bowled extremely well in this game, and he's a very talented left-arm spinner who does a really good job for us when he comes into the team. And obviously his batting at the top of the order is coming along as well, so hopefully we'll see a lot more of him in the Black Caps colours. Yeah, that's probably a good way to put it, I think. I suppose in the 2020 format there's room for both of us in the team, whereas in the Test and One Day formats it's probably a little bit more either-or, but we're both enjoying developing our games at the same time together and sort of feeding off each other as well. So there's a long way to go, and we're both still young, so be interesting to see how that rivalry, I suppose, continues for the next few years. I think we're probably a wee bit surprised by the conditions in the Test series. We had played the warm-up game in Sharjah, and it wasn't nearly as low and slow as what we encountered in the first Test. So we managed to adapt to that, I suppose, and come back stronger in the rest of the series. And then out here, again, we were surprised by the two-paced nature and, I suppose, the dew coming down in the afternoon as well. So it just took, I suppose, a game in each series to get used to the conditions, and then after we'd known what we were going to experience, then we could move forward and make some changes. Yeah, it's been fantastic, actually, seeing all the lads come in. Obviously, they weren't with us for the Test series, so they've come in and injected some enthusiasm into the group, and Milne and Henners are both young guys. They've both played a handful of games each, but they're hugely promising talents for a seam bowling perspective, and I'm sure if they continue their development the way they've been going, it won't be too long until we see them in the Test arena as well. Ajmal's a fantastic player, so obviously any attack where he's absent is going to be slightly easier to face. But having said that, I think the Pakistani spinners in the TSC and the 2020s have done a fantastic job in their own right. So it'll be interesting to see whether Ajmal comes back from his testing and rejoins the group, whether they manage to persist with the spinners they have at the moment. But I'm sure they'll be in safe hands either way. I think we put a slightly above par score on the ball with the bat, which is always helpful. And then when we got a couple of wickets early in the first six overs, it's always a struggle for a chasing team to come back from that sort of start, I suppose. And then obviously the Pakistani lads started to pull it back a bit towards the end, and then a couple of wickets at the end killed it. So I think in the 2020 format, when a team's chasing, especially a subcontinental team like Pakistan, it's crucial to continue taking wickets through the innings. Yeah, it's fantastic. I think any time you can have a guy with that sort of experience around the group is great for all the younger guys. I know especially the spinners in the Test group really relished having him around and having him as a sounding board to talk to. And then even for the guys that have not been around too long, just the batsman talking about ways to attack bowlers and that sort of thing, he's been fantastic. So definitely loving having the opportunity to have him around. I think momentum always plays a role in these sorts of extended series. I think it'd be foolish to say that the change of formats completely changes the momentum of the series, and we've had a bit of a hiccup in the first match of both series so far, so hopefully we can come out in the first one day and put a stronger performance on the board and move forward from there.